Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a Thursday that I wish was a Friday, because we're going into a four-day holiday weekend. Dominic, I welcome you to the airwaves. How you doing, my little buddy?
I'm good, man. Thursday, I wish was a Saturday, but good to see you, Fancy Brian, Evan, our fair audience. It's a Friday. We're not doing a show, live show tomorrow, so we'll just call it Friday. It's been a long week, folks.
Friday for us.
A Friday for everybody. Everybody gets a Friday today.
You can all be a part of the Friday show. Air some early grievances if you want at 844-967-2789. I got an early grievance, Dominic. U.S. Senate vote today, procedural vote. All Senate Republicans on Thursday blocked a bill designed to combat domestic terrorism. Well, why would we want to monitor
domestic everything's terrorism? Everything's fine.
Dominic, the vote comes as, according to CNN, as lawmakers are under intense pressure to take action in the wake of multiple recent episodes of horrific gun violence. And the final tally of the vote was 47-47. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer changed his vote from an aye to a no at the end of the procedural move so he could bring the bill back up again in the future if he chooses. Now, the bill passed the Democratic-controlled House last week following a tragic mass shooting at the supermarket. Oh, that was last week's news.
Why you gotta live in the past?
A mass shooting at a supermarket in a predominantly black neighborhood in Buffalo, New York. But Republicans have pushed back against the measure put forward by Democrats, describing it as partisan. And of course, Tom, unnecessary. At least 10, you'll never get 10. 10 Senate Republicans would have needed to vote with Democrats to overcome the filibuster. You didn't have a single freaking courageous Republican in the entire U.S. Senate. You know, the only guy that did vote to move this legislation forward, at least on the House side, Adam Kinzinger. And Adam is retiring, or at least not running for re-election. One frickin' Republican with some sort of character. It's a small number. 844-967-2789. We'll pull in some of your calls right now. People jumping on right away. Bob from Waukesha. Welcome, Bob. Calling from the Shaw. Hey. What do you got for us?
Hey, Bob.
You know, I can't believe these Republicans, don't they have grandchildren? Don't they have children that are in school?
Private school, outside of D.C. somewhere, Arlington, Virginia, perhaps, probably gated.
Yeah, but I bet you shooters make their way into private schools, too. But the thing is, the only way we're ever going to get some kind of gun control is if we both vote these people out of office.
Yep.
I mean, I called my congressman Fitzgerald, which I knew was a waste of my time, but I did it anyways. I sent an email to Robin Voss. These people, I know they're not going to do anything. This is going to be another shooting. It's a couple of weeks, it'll be all over with, and nothing will be done. And it is our government right now with the Republicans. That party is just a disgrace. They're like organized crime, only they don't kill people. They have other people do it.
Well, they just permit it to happen, you know, for the benefit of their campaign war chest so they can stay in power and never actually get anything done. Bob, any other thoughts, man?
Well, you know, the answer, they came up with an answer, armed teachers. Now, picture this scenario. A shooter comes into the school. Over the PA system, they warn the teachers and the students. So this classroom, the students, teacher tells the students, hit the floor. She puts on her Kevlar vest, her combat helmet, and her AR-15, slips a magazine in, chambers around, and goes out to combat. Is this asinine or what?
I've had a few teachers that I would not have trusted in that scenario to be safe and warrior-like. Although, you know what, Bob, and appreciate your call, sir. There were parents outside that school in Texas yesterday. Dom, we talked about this before we came on the air together.
Mm-hmm.
If you have not heard the story yet, the response by the police seemingly, and I hate the judge, it's only been a day, but entirely inadequate. And way too late. I mean, most of the shooting, my understanding, happened in the first hour, but the cops didn't even go in the school for well over an hour from the first 911 calls.
And so this information has been contradictory, right? And when we talked yesterday, the reporting was that the shooter was engaged prior to getting into the school. So, and, you know, waking up this morning and seeing these videos of parents is freaking out outside the police line, and justifiably so. And again, we don't know the context necessarily, but Joaquin Castro, a congressman from Texas, did send a letter to the FBI today, expressing his concerns in this regard to Director Ray. Today, our nation and the state of Texas mourns the 19 children and two teachers murdered at Robb Elementary School. The shooting is the deadliest school shooting in Texas and one of the deadliest to take place in the United States. The incident has devastated Uvalde and the surrounding community, which includes my city of San Antonio. San Antonio hospitals receive patients who were critically injured in the shooting, and our school counselors, law enforcement officers, health care workers, and other personnel are in Uvalde to help our neighbors respond to this horrifying tragedy. The nation deserves an accurate account of what transpired. However, state officials have provided conflicting accounts that are at odds with those provided by witnesses, including bullet point number one, whether the school security officer and the gunman exchanged fire outside the school, and how long law enforcement officers were in adjoining classrooms while the gunman barricaded himself in a classroom with students and teachers. Moreover, a block of time between 11:30 a.m. and 1 p.m. local time has yet to be fully accounted for. Onlookers allege that parents unsuccessfully urged law enforcement to enter the building during this time and confront the shooter. I urge the FBI to use its maximum authority to thoroughly examine the timeline of events and the law enforcement response and produce a full, timely, and transparent report on your findings. Your agency must ensure that the American people have a complete and comprehensive account of how this tragedy occurred. Thank you for your diligent work. Respectfully, Joaquin Castro, member of Congress. And some of the interviews today, the press conferences with the police officers and the press, you know, a little confrontational, again, contradictory information. Why do we not have some of these most basic details? And I want to give the benefit of the doubt. I'm not there.
The governor was lying, and the governor was putting his political spin on it before he ran off to a fundraiser for his reelective campaign, Greg Abbott. Now, the Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer had a few things to say today. I think this would be a timely time to play cut number one, if you'd be so kind, Fancy Brian.
How dare he?
Abbott.
An absolute fraud, the governor of Texas is. And this is the same Governor Abbott who tomorrow, will go speak at the NRA convention in Houston.
Yeah, let's not forget, Abbott's next big public event will be at the NRA convention. So don't be shocked if Abbott put the good guy, hero, cop spin on it. And ultimately, it was, what, It was border agents. But the local SWAT team waited for like an hour for border agents to show up and join their tactical team before they went in and they dispatched the shooter, who locked himself in a classroom with two teachers and 19 kids. And they all ended up dead. A little bit more from Chuck Schumer, cut number two.
And these families, my colleagues, don't want thoughts and prayers. They want their elected leaders to respond to their suffering. They don't want to be lifted up. They don't want good intentions. They want something to change. They want results.
One more from Chuck Schumer, please, talking about MAGA Republicans.
The MAGA Republicans don't want to get to results. They're ossified in their opposition to any action on gun safety. No matter the cause of violence and no matter the cost on the families, nothing seems to move them.
Nothing seems to move them. One more soundbite I'd like to play before we go to break. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson from the state of Wisconsin asked today, would he be for common sense, universal background checks? All gun purchases. His response. Cut five, please.
The majority of Americans support expanding background checks. Why don't you support it?
We have background checks. What we ought to do is enforce what laws we have in the books.
So he's a no. Will you do anything, Senator? No. No, there's laws. But if the laws don't have the effect we seek, Senator, and if people continue to perpetrate this mass carnage, well, the freaking laws aren't effective, Ron, and it's time to step up. You know, you're a legislator. Oh, man, go write some freaking legislation.
He knows how to write legislation. He wrote the legislation and supported the legislation to give him and many others huge tax breaks. Remember that? There were laws on the books regarding taxes, and he thought maybe those laws were ineffective and wanted to change them. So what did he do? They got some legislation, and they rammed it through, and they changed the laws. Why is this any different?
Well, Ron Johnson took campaign donations just under $1.3 million. From the National Rifle Association. Come back with us. You wonder why they are inactive on certain topics. Bought and paid for. Pretty cheap. Come back. More Devils. 844-967-2789. We see you, callers. We'll go there soon.
I really believe I'd run in there even if I didn't have a weapon.
Do it now.